everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. Week 12 in Minnesota, and the Packers get their first look at rookie quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. Early in the game, Bridgewater burned the Packers with a scramble on third down to move the chains. But as the game went on, the Packers defense got much more effective at containing Bridgewater when nobody was open. Let's take a look. Here's the final play of the first quarter. It's 3rd and 5 for Minnesota. And on this play, Brad Jones, an inside linebacker, will be rushing while Julius Peppers' responsibility is to get the running back coming out of the backfield. What that does is it creates a possible opening for Bridgewater on the other side. And when the Packers get their rush lanes kind of messed up in the middle and the edge guy tries to come inside, Bridgewater has all kinds of space to his left. Off he goes, and he picks up the first down with a big gain, and the Vikings are on the move. After that, the Packers learned their lesson and stayed in their rushing lanes. Here's 3rd and 10 in the second quarter, and watch how the Packers contain Bridgewater with the edge rushers, which allows him nowhere to go when nobody is open except up the middle, and the Packers have plenty of pursuit to stop him short of the first down. Here's another example of containment on the final play of the third quarter. 3rd and 11, the Packers will run a stunt on the left side of the defensive line, but they don't get out of the rush lanes, and Bridgewater still has nowhere to go. Matthews is being double-teamed right here, but you can see coverage, 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 and the Packers have pursuit as long as Bridgewater has nowhere to go but the middle of the field. They chase him down, he slides way short of the first down, and the Vikings have to punt. Another thing with Bridgewater was his accuracy, which wasn't very consistent through the first three quarters of the game, and because of that, the Packers had some chances for interceptions that they just couldn't cash in on. Along those lines, I have one more play to show you, and it's nobody's fault, but it's an example of how sometimes a good play by the defense can prevent a possibly game-changing one. We're back in the third quarter, and on this play, Clay Matthews will come unblocked off the edge to bat down Bridgewater's pass at the line of scrimmage. But watch how Tremon Williams jumps the slant route by Charles Johnson. He's dreaming of a pick six right here. Williams can't believe it, and the game stays close. Bridgewater was at his best on that fourth quarter touchdown drive, and he certainly looks like a young quarterback who'll do nothing but improve. The Packers learned a lot about him in this first meeting, probably the first of many. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.